The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. Gospel of the Lord. So from the Gospel, it's not much heard about the story of Joseph, but Jesus shared the fate of Joseph. Many people pointed to Jesus. Who is he? He is the son of a carpenter. No space in the society. So although they did not mention the name of Joseph, but Jesus shared the fate of Joseph, despised by the people. He is the son of a carpenter. Once, towards a group, when Mary and some of the disciples come to see Jesus, and he stand up, Jesus stood up and pointed each one of them, "Who is my father? Who is my mother?" Those who does the will of God the Father is my father, is my mother. So, also in this way, Jesus gave the honor to Joseph. He is the one who did the will of God the Father. Today, the Gospel so clearly mentioned that the angel asked him to take Mary because she is pregnant with the Holy Spirit. So this is how Joseph gave us the example, live in a silent way, but always with Jesus. I don't know at what age of Jesus that Joseph died, but I think it's quite early age. No matter how, Jesus has a respect for his father, his foster father. He did the same job for 30 years. So you can imagine, Jesus loved his father. So let us have this sentiment also towards Joseph. He is also our father. Please stand.